no longer about blocking access. It doesn't fit the traditional security paradigm of blocking, but really enabling the business to enable a secure, broad use of the web from social media applications to cloud computing applications, but without the risks. And those risks can be broken into these four basic areas that I've listed here on this slide. At the top of the list is malware protection. The web has really become the primary distribution for malware today. And antivirus solutions really can't keep pace with the volume and the dynamics of the malware environment that we're seeing on the web today. Not to mention the fact that antivirus typically doesn't have visibility into scripted attacks, aka drive-by downloads, delivered from websites to browsers. They focus more on binary code. Web 2.0 acceptable use policies is another huge issue. Traditional URL filtering solutions can't handle dynamic, user-generated content that dominates sites like Facebook and LinkedIn. A given Facebook page may be classified by a traditional URL filter as social media, social networking. But within that page or within that domain, you may find a wide range of content types, ranging from pornography to gambling to all sorts of categories which may violate corporate acceptable use policies. That forces IT into making some pretty tough decisions, either block access entirely to those environments or allow access and take your chances with the content and productivity drain that you'll find within those sites. So there's really a need to be more granular in the way we apply policies in these Web 2.0 environments. We need to look not at the domain or even a specific page, but the content within a page to effectively apply acceptable use policies in today's internet. The other big issue is outbound data loss and compliance. Today, we're sharing business information beyond our corporate lands in cloud environments like Salesforce.com. We're creating and storing business information